WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. One measurement of A&M football making it to the big time is the scalping of fake tickets. It's turned out to be an expensive lesson for a Florida man. A fan told College Station police Saturday before kickoff he paid $1,700 for what turned out to be four bogus tickets. After finding out what happened, the victim told police his friend had set up a sting to buy two more. That took the victim and police to an intersection south of Kyle Field, the corner of George Bush and Coke. An officer spotted the suspect at the corner trying to sell fake tickets to another couple. After the officer activated the lights on his patrol car, the suspect ran off, tearing his tickets and throwing them onto the ground. 46-year-old Terry Williams of Miami ran into an area of tailgaters and got stuck in some temporary fencing. Officers picked up barcodes from seven more fake tickets. Williams remains jailed, unable to post bonds totaling $124,000. The College Station City Council has approved a budget that has the lowest property tax rate in 20 years.
When Councilman John Nichols learned it's the fourth straight year the city portion of a property owner's tax bills remain the same, he recalled budgets before the last recession when tax rates did not go down.
It meant that property owners were paying a little bit more money every year because property values are going up and our tax rate stayed the same, so they were covering the cost, the increasing cost of doing business during that time.
Nichols wants to talk about leaving the tax rate alone in 2015.
And reinvesting that money either in reduced borrowing, which is the most conservative thing you could do, or investing in some of those things that Mrs. Brick suggests that maybe we're not paying as much attention to.
The council voted 5-1 approving the tax rate, the budget, and utility charges. Jess Fields, who's not seeking re-election, voted no on all three items. Julie Schultz was absent. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Governor Perry has announced the A&M Vet School will be sharing in a $3 million grant. Funding through the state's Emerging Technology Fund will create something called the Center for Cell and Organ Biotechnology. It'll be a joint project with the Texas Heart Institute of Houston. At both locations, existing labs have started research to address diseases that result in cell and organ failure, affecting both humans and animals. It's been 100 years since World War I began, but at a new A&M exhibit, you can still see the relics, art, and writings of men who fought and died. Cushing Memorial Library Director Larry Mitchell says his favorite portion focuses specifically on involved Aggies.
That is a case we're calling Remembrance, and that indicates those who were killed in the war with some samples, British, American, and German, including the Gold Book, which records the names and the bios of the Aggies who were killed in that war. So that's probably the heart of the heart of the exhibit.
The library also owns a flag which is too delicate to display, but which contains a maroon star for every Aggie in the war, as well as 55 gold stars for those who died. The exhibit opens Wednesday at Cushing with a free conference Wednesday and Thursday. The statewide average for a gallon of gasoline fell 5 cents last week. Energy expert Tom Closa says demand is down, and he says we could see $3 a gallon gas come winter.
Particularly if we don't get hurricanes, and I don't believe we've had a named storm that's become a hurricane by now, and I believe this weekend is the actual point where the hurricane season traditionally drops off.
He adds, right now refineries are struggling to break even making gasoline. This is the time of year where they profit mostly on diesel and jet fuel. The University of Texas in Austin has had quite a few accomplishments in the past year, with new world rankings and record-breaking fundraising. But UT President Bill Powers says without more money, they're going to lose faculty and staff to competing research universities.
Let me put it bluntly. We need raises. Even if we have to stop doing some other important things to get them.
Powers says UT's future as a world-class university depends on their ability to attract and retain faculty, and that needs to be their highest long-term priority. And a last-ditch effort has been organized to save the iconic but now shuttered and dilapidated Houston Astrodome. Local and national preservation groups and a new political action committee are banding together, but they're doing so less than 8 weeks before voters decide whether to approve authorizing up to $217 million in bonds to pay for a plan to turn the stadium into a giant convention center. Houston area leaders say the so-called Eighth Wonder of the World will more than likely be torn down if the measure fails. WTOW News Time is 8:09. It's 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Mates. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. During football season, let Mary Mates help you get ready for your weekend guests. Mary Maids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust, guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless, and then you can relax and enjoy the game yourself. Call Mary Maids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams, and actually stepped in this morning. We'd do it live for a change. This is kind of fun.
It is fun. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. I know we've been talking for the better part of this week that you guys are really looking for homes because it's really become a seller's market.
It really has. Are you still looking? We absolutely are. There are, as we've been saying, ready, willing, and able and well-qualified buyers that are out there looking for homes. They're just looking for the right home to list for sale.
So in terms of these homes, are we talking $120,000 to $200,000 homes? Are we talking high-end, or is it the gamut?
Well, mid-priced homes, $120,000 to $200,000, they're continuing to move well. But what's really interesting and what to me is a sign of consumer confidence is that our top-tier homes, $200,000 to $500,000 and higher, have really broken loose. They're actually up 47% in sales.
Wow.
From 2012, and 133% increase from 2011.
What are we talking about in terms of what's going to sell the fastest?
Really, that doesn't have a whole lot to do with price range. That has to do with staging your home properly. You want to make sure that your furniture placement maximizes the space. You want to make sure that it's in great condition, all the way from curb appeal to the inside appearance. We like to go in and help people with staging just a little bit. And so since people are looking at photographs before they decide if they go to your home, you want to make sure the photography is fantastic as well.
So number three, 324-4796, yes?
That's it.
Find out more at zarealestate.com.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8 to 8 service. That's overtime coverage for you and your family with no overtime charges. After work, if you come home and your air conditioner's quit, don't worry. You still have time to get somebody out there the same day. Barker's Heating and Cooling. The number is 690-2278. Here's some numbers.
Sunshine for today. There could be an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs today near 95 degrees. It'll become clear tonight. Lows near 75. More sunshine for tomorrow. Moisture coming up out of Mexico could help produce an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. It'll be partly to mostly sunny again near 95 Wednesday. And again, there could be an isolated thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
All right, so an Alaska couple decide they want to go out and do a little bit of camping on the Labor Day weekend, okay?
Like you does in Alaska.
And that up there. So Jason Lassoon and Liz Pawelko were awakened about 6 in the morning on Labor Day by shaking and the entrance of a bear head or maybe a paw or whatever it was on Jason's side of the tent. Well, apparently at that time, Jason basically stood up and punched the grizzly in the mouth.
At that point, what else are you going to do,
that's
really?
A tough person.
Yeah. Now, he didn't have his glasses on, so he's not exactly sure exactly what part of the bear he made contact with, but whatever part it was, it worked. And the bear entered the tent and it was shredding the inflatable pad that they were sleeping on. After the encounter, the couple found a jacket that he'd used as a pillow soaked in bear saliva and a reeking of fish. But, I mean, how tough is this guy that he punches a grizzly bear?
Well, he is Alaskan. They're like the Texans of the North.
I would think, if nothing else, that's reactionary.
Granted, you know, that's pretty tough, but my first instinct is something's coming in the tin, it's getting hit in the mouth.
Especially if your glasses are off. I'd punch anything that hovered it. Well, not a cat, but...
You wouldn't punch a cat? Of course, I'd punch a cat in a heartbeat, but...
If I were confused and disoriented enough, I'm sure I could do it.
Okay. My guess is it was, honey, will you stop snoring?
Yeah, really. That was not
rumble, rumble, rumble. Okay, now I'm awake. Holy cow! Yeah. What's in the tin?
Hey, what is
it smells
that?
Like
what?
Fish.
Yeah. So I got a joke for you. Speeding driver pulled over by a policeman. He asks, why did you pull me over? I wasn't the only one speeding. Policeman looked at him. He said, have you ever been fishing? The guy goes, yeah. He said, well, you ever caught all the fish? How many people just stayed home on Saturday? Just didn't even want to get out. You know
I don't
what
know,
I'm saying?
But did you see what Bill tweeted?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was priceless. Bill went to the movies. Bill Oliver, our news director.
Right.
And he said, me and my new 7 closest friends.
Yeah.
And then he showed a picture of the parking lot at the movie theater he went to.
Oh.
It was desolate.
Oh, were there only 7 people there?
Yes.
What did he go see? Did he see?
The new De Niro movie.
Oh, okay.
Right. Oh, yeah. Family or whatever.
Anyhow, well, I was coming in on Welburn Road, and I guess one of the streets right before you get to Bush, it was either Fidelity or Grove, one of those streets right there on Welburn. Some kid standing there with a cardboard thing that said parking $50 with an arrow. I don't know how that works, but you see that's good. That's opportunity. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the American way.
Absolutely.
As long as he's not parking him in someone else's property.
Well, right, as long as he's the authorized person who lets people park there. But I mean, if you're living in one of those places over there with your buddies, you go, "Hey, let's take our cars and move them and go down here. Let's park 6 cars in here and make $300 and split it." I'm thinking
that's beer money for the week.
That's right. That's that's ingenuity. That's why we do that kind of thing. American companies that make these produce 200,000 of them a month. What are they? Cars and trucks. 200,000. And you know the car and truck business is doing fine. Thank you.
They're yes.
Doing all right.
They're not having any trouble eating.
Yep. The economy's humming along all right, and you just did the commercial talking to the real estate folks. I mean, the real estate market, the real estate market's interesting because if your house isn't selling, then the real estate market is terrible.
Right.
If yours sells for the price you want, it's wonderful. Doesn't matter what else
is going on. Best market ever.
Yeah, but it is. There's a lot of signs being stuck in the ground, a lot of them being pulled out. Kat had this story, but in case you didn't hear, United Airlines, you know, we talked about the story about the website.
Oh, yeah.
With the plane tickets that were really, really, really cheap, in fact, practically free. And we weren't sure on Friday exactly what they were going to do. What happened was that somebody at United accidentally had flagged certain trips as costing $0, and the customers who purchased their tickets in the 2 hours that it allegedly took for the airline to fix the problem only had to pay a few extra dollars for security and airport fees, and obviously people got in a rush to do that. But anyhow, they're not saying exactly what the fare mistakes were, how much it's going to cost the company, but wisely they understood the PR storm that would rain down on them if they didn't honor those tickets, so they're honoring them, and it's all good.
Mob rule.
Mob rule. The Scooter Store, which runs all those commercials urging seniors to get one of their chairs to help them get around.
Based out of San Antonio.
Out of business. They're done.
Yeah, didn't they have some big problem, like their CEO was stealing money or
something? Yeah, well, the company's board of directors issued a statement saying they were going to furlough all remaining employees. The problem was that Medicare said they were browbeating doctors with incessant phone calls to get them to write a prescription for the chairs, even when seniors did not need them. A doctor is only supposed to okay the chairs when somebody can't get along without a cane, a walker, or a regular wheelchair. The Scooter Store filed Chapter 11 in April after the inspector general revealed 80% of the scooters were being sold to people who didn't need them. 80%. Not good. Anyway, auditors went in and had a look at that. Overbilled the government more than $108 million.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Yikes.
Was it a good product, though?
Was it what?
Was it a good price?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was.
So, from experience, my dad has one.
So are they going to have a warehouse sale? What are they going to do? There must be some inventory in there, right?
I think they have to auction that stuff, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Trying to help pay off their...
That, and you put a new sticker on it, and you start a company.
Scott's
right?
going to get him a scooter for game day.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
If you're following your favorite team around the state or around the country this fall, your first stop should be SevCheck Service Center. The good people at SevCheck will give your car or truck a road safety check with belts, hoses, fluid levels, tires, and get you ready to get on the road with confidence. SevCheck Service Center, family owned and operated, is open 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, with the gasoline pumps open 6A to 9P during the week and 8 to 8 on weekends. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
After a long week of Aggie and Alabama preparation, I was ready to do anything as soon as the Dallas Cowboy game was over, but watch more football. I just wanted a break. So check out Suddenlink On Demand on Suddenlink Channel 1. What I did, 10,000 titles available, many for free, TV, and more of your favorites. Suddenlink has them all. You can get many new releases 28 days before Netflix and Redbox, and live pay-per-view events in HD. Check it out. You can see World War Z in a video on demand. That's coming out on the 17th. The 24th, Iron Man 3 is coming out. And we've still got UFC 165 Jones versus Gustafson. That happens on the 21st. And you can get them all with Suddenlink. And right now you can truly bundle. Satellites can't do this, so switch now to Suddenlink to bundle and save. Switch to the bundle, which is the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone for just $90 a month. It's Suddenlink's best product lineup ever. Switch now. Call 1-800-915-1866. And signing up now online is even easier than it's ever been because they revamped the website. It's awesome. Check it out. Suddenlink.com.
Stocks appear poised for an early rally. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are surging this morning. Investors are relieved after Lawrence Summers withdrew from consideration for the post of Federal Reserve Board chairman. Boise Corporation shares are rallying pre-market on word the company is being acquired by Packaging Corporation of America. The deal is valued at $2 billion. It includes cash and debt assumption. World Wrestling Entertainment will be a stock to listen for in the day ahead. WWE tempered its earnings guidance after the markets closed on Friday, saying revenue is falling short of expectations and investment spending is up. A horror film is the nation's number one movie. Insidious Chapter 2 from Film District took in more than $41 million in its opening weekend, more than three times more than the original Insidious, and the biggest September opening for any movie. Another newcomer, The Family from Relativity Media, placed second. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Where's this one going?
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia's next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
I would say after this weekend, everybody has Aggie football on the brain. Whether you're headed here to Aggieland or you're going away for one of the games, Elite 360 Vacation Services can hook you up with anything you need. Cody and Steve have over 20 years of combined experience in concierge and hospitality industry, and they'll take great care of all your needs. Looking for a place to stay? Call Elite 360. You're looking for transportation? Call Elite 360. Need a full-service concierge on call while you're here? Call Elite 360. The number? 979-571-0472. That's 979-571-0472. Call the team at Elite 360 and tell them everything that you need, and they'll take care of it. This is the first and only vacation management company in Aggieland. But there's more. If you're headed to away games, Elite 360 can get you to the hookup. Headed to Oxford in October, maybe Baton Rouge in November, Elite 360 Vacation Services is the only phone call you need to make in order to set up the entire trip. For more, get in touch with the Elite 360, 979-571-0472. Elite 360 Vacation Services, your trip, our pleasure.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
I didn't have any energy for evening.
People all over the country are noticing how Active 8 makes them feel.
The kids wanted to do things, my husband wanted to go, and I didn't.
Sharon was tired all the time. She decided to try Active 8.
I noticed one of my friends was losing weight and had quite a bit more energy than she usually did. I just had to ask what she was doing that made such a difference. But she told me it was Active 8. That was enough for me to give it a try.
Active 8 was developed by a physician for his patients who complained of being tired all the time. It's completely safe, effective, and fully guaranteed.
The difference is amazing.
Activate your life with Active 8. Just go to our website for full information.
To learn more or to order, go to www.activateproducts.com or call 1-800-465-4411.
History can be a funny thing. For the most part, history is written by the winners, not the losers. And as often the case, the winners like to put their own spin on things. For example, a great deal has been made, and rightfully so, I might add, about the horrors of the Holocaust. And any time you have nearly 6 million people exterminated, it is a horror. But many Americans don't know that over 4 times that many people were exterminated in Russia and Poland. Not by the Germans, but by the Russians themselves. Our men did have a hard time during World War II, fighting the cold, the lack of sleep, and of course, a well-equipped and determined enemy. But so did the Russians, and they didn't have near the advantages that our men had. They frequently ran out of guns, ammunition, and food. You see, during the early German offensives, the Russians lost most of their fertile, food-bearing lands. Not only was their population starving, but their soldiers, the very men they depended on to fight and save the motherland, were trying to stay alive on a few scraps that the army could beg off anyone else. It was a pretty grim situation, but according to Nikita Khrushchev, the man who later became the head of the Soviet Union, a savior did appear on the horizon, one that his men were only too happy to get. Food, and a great supply of one kind of food, one that the American army just couldn't get its troops to eat, at least not in the amounts that the army had purchased. The American army was nearly overwhelmed with it, and our soldiers, well, they just weren't eating the stuff, so we gave it to the Russians. And as I said, according to Mr. Khrushchev himself, without it, we wouldn't have been able to feed our army. It may well have won the war for us. Now, that's exactly what he said. And that's quite a statement. But he ought to know. And considering his general attitude towards America, he probably wouldn't have said anything positive without a good reason. And I guess feeding his army would be good reason enough. So what was the food that saved the day? Well, it's a little-known fact that according to the Russians, had it not been for... Are you ready for this? Spam. Yeah, Spam, that funny little tin of pork shoulder and ham. Well, who knows where we'd all be today. Now, maybe we ought to look at that little can with a tiny bit more respect next time, huh?
Yep, there you go. Amish Furniture for Generations. You know, the name is exactly what we're talking about. It's handcrafted Amish furniture, bench-built Amish craftsmen, solid wood, and it is built to last for generations. And you know that feeling. You've gotten furniture before. Maybe you've even gotten solid wood furniture before. And just over time, it just doesn't stand the test of time. Well, the wood selection the way that it's sawn, those are the things that make the difference for Amish Furniture for Generations product to last for generations. If you really want hand-me-down furniture that you can pass on, then stop in and see Kent at his location on Boonville Road. Look for the black and white awning. They're just down the street from the Kroger. But as you go in, you will learn more about the way the furniture, the wood is cut, and the way the furniture is put together. And the thing is, there aren't a lot of furniture stores that necessarily will have that discussion with you because, number one, salespeople may not understand it or know about it. And number two, well, the store is just not as good. Hand-built, handcrafted, bench-built Amish furniture. Solid wood, looks great in your home, your office, and it can be passed on. Again, accent pieces or full rooms of furniture. Stop in and see Kent. Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture with the quality to last for generations to come.
Humans have been building gears into machines since ancient times, but insects called plant hoppers may have developed gears long before us. British researchers Malcolm Burrows and Gregory Sutton found that immature plant hoppers, or nymphs, have toothed gears built into their hind legs. Burrows, a neurobiologist at the University of Cambridge, says the gears look and function just like the man-made kind.
There's nothing like it being reported in animals at all. It's never been thought that it's something that animals ever use. So this is quite a surprising finding.
The gears synchronize the hind legs with remarkable accuracy on the scale of microseconds. That helps the nymphs make quick, powerful jumps. Burrows was struck by how closely humans unintentionally copied nature in the invention of gears. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the third time in the last few weeks, the College Station City Council held an extended debate about a $25,000 expenditure.
The council voted twice on the source of money to the Chamber of Commerce. First, there was a 3-all deadlock on using the general fund. Supporters included Carl Mooney.
The chamber does not primarily focus on activities that put heads in beds, which is the primary competitive method established by the CBB.
Then came a 4-2 vote to use the city's portion of the hotel occupancy tax that doesn't go to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. John Nichols, who voted no, also reacted to the time taken on a $25,000 appropriation out of a $255 million budget.
I have to say, this is ridiculous. No arguing this long over $25,000. We just need to make a decision.
Absent from the meeting, Julie Schultz, a former chamber employee. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The A&M Vet School will be involved in a new project funded by the state's Emerging Technology Fund. Governor Perry says $3 million is going into something called the Center for Cell and Organ Biotechnology. The purpose of the center is to address diseases in animals and humans that lead to cell and organ failure. The center, a joint project with the Texas Heart Institute of Houston, has already started working out of existing labs at both locations. A Florida man is held in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $124,000, accused of selling fake tickets to the A&M-Alabama football game. College Station police say they picked up pieces of 7 forged tickets that were torn up by the suspect after he saw an approaching patrol car. 46-year-old Terry Williams of Miami was caught by some temporary fencing in a tailgater's area. Police were tipped by another fan who reported falling victim to Williams, selling 4 fake tickets for $1,700. But the victim told police his friend had set up a sting to buy 2 more, which led to the planned rendezvous at George Bush and Coke and Williams' eventual arrest. The arrest report did not indicate how much money Williams had at the time he was taken into custody. World War I posters surround items from British, German, and American soldiers, including Aggies, at a new exhibit opening Wednesday in Cushing Memorial Library. Library Director Larry Mitchell says you'll see some of the ways soldiers found to express themselves creatively even in the trenches.
Some of them by writing diaries or letters home was the most frequent. Some of them by drawing and creating what's called trench art. So they might take expended bullets and turn them into an ornament of some sort. They would take shells and carve onto it, and they even replicated their insignia.
Mitchell is especially pleased with the display that highlights Aggie soldiers and includes an image of the now fragile memorial flag allegedly sewn by students and tailors in the bottom of the academic building. A free conference will coincide on Wednesday and Thursday. RSVP details are on our website. Celebrity cook Paula Deen chose Houston for her first public appearance since it was disclosed she acknowledged using racial slurs in the past. A crowd estimated at 1,500 gave her a standing ovation when she appeared at a cooking show. Two airlines have made announcements regarding ticket policies. At Southwest, customers who buy non-refundable tickets must cancel at least 10 minutes before scheduled departure or forfeit the ticket's value. And if you were among the fortunate who caught a mistake by United Airlines last week, they will honor tickets purchased online for free or close to it. You'll be responsible for airport charges. A spokeswoman says the mistake was due to an error in filing the fares, not a problem with the website. The statewide average for a gallon of gasoline fell a nickel last week, and energy analyst Tom Closa says demand is fading.
I don't think you want to organize a telethon for refineries, but this is the time of the year where they make money on diesel and jet fuel, and they struggle to break even for gasoline, and we are living up to that at the moment.
He expects prices to continue to fall and thinks we could broach that $3 a gallon mark sometime this winter. The University of Texas raised a record-breaking $453 million last year, but UT President Bill Power says it's not enough. In his annual State of the University address, Power says their budgetary challenges will affect their ability to recruit and retain faculty and staff.
Strengthening our own ability to attract and retain faculty in a very competitive environment needs to be our highest long-term priority. Our future as a world-class university depends on that.
Power says they need to give raises, even if it means they have to stop doing other important things to get them. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 77 degrees. The 6th News is brought to you by Prince Irrigation. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape? Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
I have more than one favorite restaurant, but, I mean, one of the places I like to eat on special occasions, and I'm glad we're getting a chance to talk about them, is La Riviera.
Me too.
I enjoy going there. I enjoy their buffets on special occasions. Take my mom there for her birthday. We go there on our anniversary.
Oh, you know what's special if you take mom.
There you go. Yeah, well, again. And
do you make your mom pay?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Haven't tried that yet. Yeah, but we may do that.
Wow.
Like, mom, anyway. You used to pay when I was a kid.
Yeah, sure. That's exactly right. But, you know, they have enchiladas. They're different than the kind of enchiladas you might have heard of.
Yeah, these would be like grown-up enchiladas. Yeah.
Well, nice tomatillo sauce and some sour cream and avocado salsa. It's good. And you can do ribeye or shrimp. By the way, they have vegetarian and gluten-free items as well, which is a neat thing. You were over there not long ago.
I got the mixed grill because I wanted to try, because I'd eaten steaks there before,
right. But
I wanted to try a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Do they have good drinks?
They have a nice wine selection.
Yeah.
While we were there, though, we also had a couple of the appetizers. Mm-hmm. The crab cakes at the Delightful, darling.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
absolutely
good.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And they've got this brie. Dish that for an appetizer with the salad, and that's incredible.
Yeah, all that. You may want something very basic like black bean soup or something really nice like a caprese salad. They'll do that. There's lots of pasta and risotto to choose from as well. Hmm. So if you haven't been there.
And it's quiet.
Yeah, if you approve of the pasta, it must be really good.
It is. And it is. It is a quiet place. That's kind of why I like it.
Where's
anyway,
it located?
I'm glad
Straight,
you
should bring that up.
Yeah. It's at the corner of Texas and North. I think it's called the North Park Shopping Center right there. But La Riviera, I think you'll really enjoy it. And they have lunch available, too. So La Riviera, stop in and see them for the next special occasion or next lunch or when you think about it.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. Visit GSTOffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine for today. There could be an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs today near 95 degrees. It'll become clear tonight. Lows near 75. More sunshine for tomorrow. Moisture coming up out of Mexico could help produce an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. It'll be partly to mostly sunny again near 95 Wednesday, and again, there could be an isolated thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At 840, our buddy Henry Mayo always sends us something about what's going on in Brazos County history. On this date, 60 years ago, Veterans Village duplex houses for sale to be moved from A&M campus, duplex houses. Each unit has two bedrooms, a bath, a kitchen, living, dining combination, shower stall, lavatory, commode, automatic hot water heater, double kitchen sink, apartment range, and circulating heater. Full price, $900.
So for a pier and beam duplex.
Yeah, $900.
Whole thing, $900.
Oh, my gosh.
You couldn't rent one of those for $900 right now.
These houses would make good homes or rent property, especially suitable for student housing. To inspect them, come to the Veterans Village, which is on the southeast side of Kyle Field. Now, you think about this. So we're not talking married student housing. These were on what it's called at the time, Jersey Street, which later became George Bush. That used to be called Jersey.
Oh, wow. So what's there now?
The practice fields.
Yeah, well, no, I think, yeah.
Or former students.
Yeah, right there. It's in that general area, right. And the Married Student College View Apartments, had to do some research to find out about this, but it's Veterans Village. They also had other ads that had run earlier. There was ads back in 1949 about College View, and so there you are.
$900.
$900.
And it had to have been pier and beam if you're moving them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. That's, anyway, look forward to, back in the good old days.
I wonder if any of them have left.
Well, I don't know. Actually, what he did is he found pictures in the A&M, Cushing Library Flickr site. Didn't recognize the location, but, anyhow, they, right there, they've got pictures of them.
So, that's remarkable.
Yeah, it is. And again, as we're in the midst of the 75th anniversary that's coming up.
I saw your nice pin.
Oh, did you? Yeah, saw the pin there. Allie got that for me. Yeah, where these are located, Veterans Village was the same one-story duplexes and two-story apartment building shown under construction in 1949 photos. Basically, Jersey, and let me get my bearings here. Yeah, they were right along Jersey, not where the practice fields are, but over maybe where Welburn and Jersey was in that general area right there. It's Welburn and George Bush right now, but where that was, where there's a CC Creation store right there, and there's a Chevron gas station, and
oh, okay.
Pruitts and Campus Cleaners and all those right in that shopping center. So it's right along there. So kind of cool. That was a long time ago, way back in 1949. So, got that going on, a little college.
$900 for a duplex.
Take it away.
To buy it.
Yeah, exactly right. So let's see. We did the Miss America thing, right? Barbara Walters has made it clear that Katie Couric will not replace her on The View.
Oh, well, thank you. I know what you were waiting
I was.
With breathless anticipation for that.
She says it's always she's always welcome as a guest on The View. I was recently a guest on her show, but there is no truth to the rumor that she will be taking my place on The View. Okay. If you watch Burn Notice, pretty good ratings for the season finale last Thursday night, 5 million viewers. Season high, biggest audience for a USA finale since the Monk final. Whatever happened to Monk? Hey, whiz.
They had the final.
Well, just, yeah. To give you an idea, okay, so this was the biggest USA Network finale at 5 million. The Monk finale was 9 million, okay? That was a good show. Tony Shalhoub is a different person.
Yes, he is.
You know, we were talking earlier about how you can make a lot of money in television.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Charlie Sheen has made so much money that he has splurged on a Beverly Hills mansion for his ex-wife.
Oh, my goodness.
Brooke Mueller, is that her name?
Mueller.
Mueller, whatever.
Are they still friends or what?
Yeah. She's got two kids of his.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, and Brooke's doing fine. She just finished her 21st stint in rehab, so I know she's ready to get on
that,
the straight
and narrow. Are you serious?
That's
not
much. That's not much of an exaggeration.
That's about where she is, yeah.
I think she is in double figures, if I'm not mistaken.
So anyway, so she's going to be living in the same neighborhood over there. You know, he bought another home for Denise Richards, who lives in the neighborhood, so he's just buying homes for women.
That being said, since we're talking celebrities, if you'll remember about a year ago, Jamie Foxx went off on a tirade. He's got a radio show on XM or one of those, making fun of Miley Cyrus and saying it wouldn't be long before we saw her on a stripper pole.
Right.
Mm.
Is he wrong now?
She's
swinging naked on a wrecking ball for her new song in the video.
Is that right?
Yes. And he was made to apologize. People should have to say something now to Jamie Foxx.
That's true. That's right. I agree. They should say, you called it.
You're right.
You were ahead of the curve on this thing. This is kind of, it's uncomfortable and tragic in some ways, but in other ways it makes you feel good. A babysitter in South Carolina has confessed to physically abusing a seven-month-old baby in her care, and the child's parents give credit to the dog. The parents grew suspicious when their otherwise mellow dog, Killian, started routinely growling at the family's 21-year-old babysitter and standing between her and the child. So the parents placed an iPhone under the couch one day to record the audio, and it started out with cursing, said the father. Then you could hear slap noises, and the crying changed to cries of distress and pain. They got young Finn, the child, to a hospital. He's fine. And they turned the recording over to Charleston police, secured a confession from one Alexis Kahn.
Get rid of that witch.
Well, she's done. I mean, she'll serve 1 to 3 years in jail and obviously will be placed on a registry that keeps her from being around working with kids ever again. But again, she'd worked for 5 months as the babysitter, and it was the dog's reaction to her.
See?
That's a good dog.
It is.
I'm sorry. There'd have been 2 assault charges filed.
Yeah, I understand.
I'd have been on her like cheap on Kmart.
I understand. That's that's exactly right. They decided to go through the...
And good for them.
Yeah, for them, but that's.
I'd have worn her out.
That's kind of cool. It's 847.
Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seeger one-hour heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seeger one-hour heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click SeegertOneHour.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Sutherland, and I want to be the next mayor of Bryan. My goal is to provide leadership that will allow our citizens the greatest opportunities possible. So I'll continue to support things like more park space with better maintenance, licensed care of the elderly and unlicensed dwellings, and the reductions of animal euthanasia. These are just a few of the things that I've led in the past, and I'm ready to work for you in the future, always putting people first.
Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign. Tana Sutherland, treasurer.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, vice president of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at SwicoAuctions.com. S-W-I-C-O Auctions.com. Texas license 15939.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 12 minutes till we're talking a minute ago about the duplexes over at A&M that you could have bought for $900. A Spanish judge has ordered a couple to split their home. Literally.
Right down the middle.
Bisecting a 2,700-square-foot apartment into two distinct units. The judge says the couple should go on living at the same property. The wife will live upstairs with the two daughters, the husband downstairs. While that might result in uncomfortable encounters, the judge rules that this is the lesser of two evils in view of the economic situation presented by both parties. The husband has to pay for the renovations. The odd decision comes because part of Spain's severely constricted economy, one Barcelona judge called it an extreme decision, that is extraordinary, that could encourage other judges to seek similar extreme solutions. Their economic crisis has changed everything.
I'm sure.
Things have not been good in that part of the world. It has not been a good situation. So keep them in the house, but keep them divided. Hello?
Hey, Scott, that housing on the campus.
Yes.
Are you talking about what was on the corner of Welburn and Jersey? Right on the campus?
Yeah, I think that's probably what that was. I don't know. I moved here in 1958, and I remember them being there then.
They were there in the late 70s.
Yeah, was it that long? Okay.
Yes, they were there in 1881.
What was the noise that I made? What? That's just, I've lived here since 1958. What are you making noise about, Kevin?
I'm just laughing that they didn't sell very well because they were only $900. They're still there.
No, those were awfully big, though. I mean,
it was called Married Student Housing.
Yeah, but it's not the married student housing that was over on University.
No, that's different.
Right.
That's different. Yep, they should not torn that down.
And what I'll have to do is next time I see Henry, and Henry hates to see me coming because I always wanted him to tell me a story, but he knows this stuff.
It was there through 81.
Wow, okay, very good. All right, yeah. Thank you. That's, kind of interesting. Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
You see me right now.
All right, good. Okay, now where exactly, this is Henry Mayo, where exactly are we talking about where these duplexes were? Is it the ones that the lady was just mentioning?
No, actually, she's right. Those stayed there a long time, and they were larger. These are ones I had never seen and didn't even know when I saw the photos. They were along in that park between the Clayton Williams Alumni Center and the parking garage, the coldest
part. Oh,
okay. All right. So I'm far. I was too far south.
Yeah. Now there's a lot of pretty large oak trees in there where everyone tailgates. But that in those photos, it shows that was full of student these veterans' houses.
That wasn't very level ground, though.
No, that's what I was trying to envision in the photo. They were mainly right along the street
and a bit right in the backyard of the president's house.
Yeah. And down near the Jersey Street end, they spread out a little further. That was where some two-story ones were.
I got you. Sorry, give me Henry has to do this every time he talks to me. You've given me a whole lot of facts there, but what's one more interesting thing you found out recently about Bryan College Station or Brazos County that you can share with us? Let me ask you this. Let me interrupt and ask you this because you had...
let him answer the question.
No, he was thinking about that. Are you going to be doing a class again in continuing education?
Yeah, actually, I started it this past Thursday. Oh, it's okay. On College Station history, and mainly just showing pictures of slideshows of things like this.
Can people still sign up? Or
sure,
is it too late?
Sure. I just covered really the pre-College Station history this week, and there's four more classes. They'll be on Thursday nights. It's through the College Station Parks Department, Extra Education.
Okay, because one of the things that you had mentioned, and folks can do this now, if you happen to be in Scott and White and you're on an upper floor, you can look south and you can still see the carriage trail, right, that used to be down there?
Yeah, there's, if you know where to look, there is an old roadway that was there from the 1800s that went to Milliken from Boonville.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's it. Henry Mayo can teach you these things. It's an amazing.
That's so cool.
It is an amazing class, and so you're doing one just on College Station history right now.
Yeah, for this year, for the 75th.
Continue what you do. You're an asset beyond measure, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, see you.
I'm going to find myself sneaking into the S&W building now.
Well, I mean, it's just.
Sir, can we help you? No, I'm good.
He's got a surveying company, and literally, this is a guy who's walked every foot of Brazos County. I mean,
that's cool.
He knows a lot of stuff. But I'm kind of geeky on that, too. But
I love that kind of stuff.
South Korea plans to build a skyscraper that's virtually invisible. The 1,500-foot Tower Infinity will be constructed near Incheon International Airport. It will be equipped with a camera, an LED system that photographs the surrounding skyline and projects it onto the building to create a chameleon effect. Again, I mean, get that. It will record, I guess, the surrounding area.
It's active stealth technology is what it is.
Yeah, amazing. Well, that's not a very good thing, is it? I mean,
well, that's what I'm thinking. How many birds and airplanes are going to bang into this thing?
That airplane thing could be a little bit of a problem, especially since they're saying it's going to be near Incheon.
I never saw that big building.
Yeah, really. I know you think I'm crazy. Jonathan Trapp, you remember him? He's the guy we talked about last Friday, was going to cross the Atlantic using the helium balloons.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Nah, really didn't. That was going to be like a 2,500-mile solo flight. Update from the website. Sadly, John has been forced to abandon his quest early after experiencing technical difficulties over Newfoundland. Not clear exactly what it is. He's believed to be alive and well, but we're not exactly sure. You got to be careful because those people in Iceland have weapons and they like to drink. And the combination of seeing him fly over probably could have been part of the problem.
Well, everybody has heard an Aggie joke.
Uh-huh.
In Canada, they make Newfie jokes.
Yeah, that's
they do.
Yeah.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-8255.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
It's almost open. It's what you've been asking for. American Lube Centers with a hand car wash at Tower Point. Hi, this is Debbie. At American Lube Centers, we are known for our fast, friendly service, and we're looking for enthusiastic, friendly people to execute our mission of service, service, service. We need experienced lube techs and car wash techs. Apply in person at our location on Briarcrest or email hr@AmericanLubeCenters.com. Come join a winning team. American Lube Centers, growing strong, building futures, and taking care of our customers.
Dad, go long. Dad, meatballs filling the ball again.
That meatball loves football as much as you're going to love our season of savings.
Where you can get a new Ram truck from Team Dodge starting at $21,288. Or a new 2013 Jeep Wrangler for $329
a month. Nice price.
Plus, we've got new 2013 Avengers for $17,998.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
CC Creations, the largest custom screen printing and embroidery company in Texas, as well as the preferred merchandise vendor for Texas A&M Athletics. From decorated t-shirts to promotional items, embroidered golf shirts, caps, along with signs, banners, trophies, and awards. CC Creations and the Aggies have you covered. Call CC Creations 979-693-9664 or visit the website cccreationsusa.com. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout Texas for over 30 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a couple of minutes till. And, so anyhow, got $400 million on the line right here. $400 million. It's the Powerball jackpot.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I hoped you're talking about Jethro Trivia.
No, no. Saturday night's drawing failed to see anybody match the six winning number, so...
Jethro Trivia.
Yeah, really. Anyway.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Remember that it did get back in May up to $590 million up for grabs, but the next drawing will be on Wednesday, so we'll see how all that works. In the meantime, I don't know, what's the high going to be today? About 96, something like that?
It's going to feel like 104.
Well, yeah, it probably will.
Yeah, 95.
So, right. Do a little hot weather music here for you with Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, good. For a second, I thought I accidentally hit my keyboard.
No. It's not Tuesday. We don't do music.
This is a good song, though. Of a
If you'd like that and other songs, it's the Mad Men Christmas music from and inspired by the TV hit series on AMC. 12 swinging holiday tunes, including Rosemary Clooney's White Christmas.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Swinging holiday tunes. Thanks,
it.
Scott.
You betcha. Hey, Dee Martin's Baby It's Cold Outside and
like
Otis
it.
Redding's Merry Christmas Baby. It'll be available soon. So there you go.
That sounds like so much fun.
Swinging Christmas music, should right here on WTAW. Yeah.
Could we do a pool and buy that for the Downses?
We might be able to get, let's do that.
Might not be in their collection yet.
Yeah, that's true. New York company offering painless non-surgical alternative facelifts.
Uh-huh. What?
Painless, okay, whose decision is whether it's painless or not? It's the Uniface mask, $400 glue-on mask that gives you bionic skin. I'm not sure. All right, this date in 1620. 102 passengers set sail on the Mayflower to come over here. 1630.